The Lord is calling us higher, and it starts with prayer. Join us week after week as ministry leaders from all over the world intercede on behalf of the singles. The Singles Prayer Call is designed to encourage single women and men to become whole, to develop a strong relationship with Christ, to produce good fruit in their lives, to find their purpose, to work in excellence, to develop a stronger prayer life, and reading the Word of God. Stay tuned for the Singles Prayer Call.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night to all those who are listening in different parts of the world. Happy Saturday. Welcome to a new episode. I am Coach Danielle Powell. I am the founder of Singles Who Pray. I am also a content creator for YouVersion. I have many devotionals on there and Bible.com. If you are single, feel free to join our Singles Who Pray private group. We would love to have you. We are a community of singles who love Jesus. We love to grow together. We love to empower, encourage, and also have fun. We are a community that's trying to grow in the Lord. So if that is you, feel free to join us. We would love to have you. I'm also a Christian life coach. I have a few slots left for September. I'm not taking many slots this month. So if that is you, get on it. Sign up for a discovery call. Maybe you are looking to grow in your singleness, to thrive in your singleness, or maybe you have an idea that needs to come to life and you need help pushing it out. Or you just need help accomplishing those goals. You have dreams, you have aspirations, and you just need accountability, and that's important. Sign up for a discovery call, and I would love to coach you. Log on to DanielleParl.com. And thank you everyone who joined us last month for our book of the month for August. Wow, God truly moved, and to God be the glory. Thank you for those who joined in on the three-day fast, the prayer, the last 3 days that we had it. We had Pastor Dwayne Williams and Minister Danielle Lawrence. They were awesome, and God truly used them for His glory. And I'm just so full. I'm so excited that we were able to grow in prayer and fasting and reading the Word. I pray that the devotionals was helpful. It helped me. And I got so many testimonies, to God be the glory. Like, so many you guys, you know, comment or reached out to me personally and told me how this was such a blessing. And I'm trying my best to do more of these type of things, because it's important that we continue to stay connected through this community. And I may have a testimony as well. I won't say it today, but I'm still loading. But God is truly moving for in this season, and I believe we're in a season of great harvest, and I'm just excited for what all the Lord is doing for us. So welcome to September. We are in the ninth month, and nine represents divine completeness and finality. And I believe God is going to bring some things to pass in this month. God is going to settle some things. God is going to open doors, make a way. I just know, like, many things are going to be fulfilled in this month. I don't know, something about August and September is always a very significant month. And I'm just excited what He's about to do. And I know He's going to do amazing things. I am going to announce the book of the month this upcoming Monday. I've been praying and going back and forth between two books, and also some devotionals. I'm trying to think what would be best for the group. But one of the books that I'm really excited about, and I think it will be great for September, but I feel like we will need to really teach on this book. So I'm going to be praying about it, and hopefully by Monday I will have the answer, and I will announce the book. So all the announcements are done. last week, God gave me this word that for today, but I decided at the last minute, God switched the word and I spoke about something else, feel free to go back to listen to the last podcast episode from last week. It was pretty good. But the word that God gave me on last week, and I was holding on to this word, is the closer I get to you. And we all know that famous love song. It's actually one of my favorite songs by Roberta Flack. I think she was the originator of this song. And then later on, Luther Vandross did it over, and then Beyonce. And I absolutely love this song. It's a great love song. If you guys are not too deep, I know you heard this song before. And I just kept hearing the closer I get to you. And I had to put a remix on it and say, the closer I get to God, the closer we get to God, the more we pray, the more we fast, the more we spend time in his presence, the more we read our word, the closer we get to God. So go with me to Luke 7, the 7th chapter, 37 through 38. When a certain immoral woman from the city heard he was eating there, she bought a beautiful alabaster jar filled with expensive perfume. Then she knelt behind at his feet, weeping. Her tears fell on his feet and she wiped them off with her hair. Then she kept kissing his feet and putting perfume on them. When the Pharisees who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, if this man were a prophet, he would know what kind of woman is touching him. She is a sinner. Wow. I love this text because the woman was considered a sinful person and she brought the most expensive thing she had to Jesus. And, you know, as ladies, we love our expensive perfume. We love to spend money on certain things. That could be our perfume, that could be a bag, it could be our home decor, or, you know, clothing, or just certain things. We just love, you know, the best of the best. And I believe in this day, that was, you know, one of the things that women cherished, perfume. That was something big, that was something expensive, the most expensive thing probably in the house. But she didn't care. She was bringing this expensive perfume to Jesus. And she knelt at Jesus' feet. And as her tears fell on Jesus' feet, she wiped her tears with her hair. And as we know in the Bible, hair represents glory, our glory. And I'm sure people even looked at that as like, what is she doing? She's her hair, really? You know, like, I'm pretty sure many people looked at her strange. And I read this text so many times, but this time I got such a different revelation. And her kneeling at Jesus' feet was a posture of surrender. Her weeping was giving all of her sins, all her worries, her anxiety, her frustration, her disappointments, her shortcomings, her, you know, just confusion to the Lord. Everything she was going through, she gave it to the Lord. And her wiping her tears represented her leaving it at the altar. How many of us have some things that we just need to leave it at the altar, leave it at the feet of Jesus, because it is handled in Jesus' name? And I think her doing that was just a sign of God got it. God is going to make a way. God is forgiving me for my sins. It is finished. It is finished in Jesus' name. And back to that moment, people were probably looking at her like, this woman is silly. She's, you know, doing something strange, whispering, gossiping about her acts. She was already considered a sinner. So that was probably some, you know, shame attached to her, or maybe she didn't care. You know, sometimes we don't care. Like, we want to do what we have to do to get to Jesus. And even some people question Jesus, like, she is a sinner. Why? How do you know her? Why are you with her? But it's just so amazing that all that we do, our sins, our shortcomings, God knows everything about us, the bad, the good, the ugly. and we don't always dot every I, we don't always cross every T, but Jesus loves us and he never leaves us nor forsake us. And in this moment, it just showed the goodness of God, the love of Christ, and how he loves us. Go with me to St. Luke 44 to 46. Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, "Look at this woman kneeling here. When I entered your home, you didn't offer me water to wash the dust from my feet, but she washed them with her tears, wiped them with her hair. You didn't greet me with a kiss, but from the time I first came in, she has not stopped kissing my feet. You neglected the courtesy of olive oil to anoint my head, but she anointed my feet with rare perfume." And some of us, we can get so complacent with God. We know about him. We've been around him. We know all about his power. God is with us in our daily in our homes. He's with us on our jobs. He's with us weekly at our church services. He is with us in our communities and our families. God is always visiting us daily. But sometimes we act like God is just a regular person. Sometimes we don't honor God like we should. We don't reverence God like we should. We aren't reading our word. We aren't praying like we should. Everything has our attention. It could be social media. It could be the cares of this world. It could be a relationship. Or it could just be our own aspirations, our own goals, our own dreams. But we have to get closer to the Lord. And Jesus, back to the scripture, Jesus in that moment, he was saying that you didn't greet me with a kiss. You didn't anoint my oil and my head with oil. And I believe that also can represent certain principles of our godly walk with Christ. Certain things that bring us closer to God. Like, I always think about how do you know a person if you don't spend time with them, right? And that's the same thing with God. How do we get to really know God if we don't spend any time with him? Let me say that one more time. How do we get to know God if we don't spend any time with him? And I never want to get to the point where I'm just so common with God and I just know everything about God. I want to always be like a child that always wants to know God, see God in a different way. And we must maintain our closeness with the Lord. Don't miss these moments when God is calling us closer in this season. God is calling us to go deeper in his word, to go deeper in prayer. Go with me to Luke 8, 43 and 48. A woman in the crowd has suffered for 12 years, constant bleeding, and she could not find no cure. Coming up behind Jesus, she touched the fringe of his robe. Immediately, the bleeding stopped. "Who touched me?" Jesus asked. Everyone denied it. And Peter said, "Master, the whole crowd is pressing up against you." But Jesus said, "Someone deliberately touched me, for I felt healing power go out from me." When the woman realized that she could not stay hidden, she began to tremble and fall to her knees in front of him. And the whole crowd heard her explain why she touched him. And she immediately was healed. "Daughter," he said to her, "your faith has made you heal. Go in peace." The closer I get to God. And I just love this part of the story because it paints such a great picture of getting close to Jesus, no matter what. She decided to press through that crowd. Maybe she had to throw some bows. Like, I don't know. I just like to always really paint the picture in my mind of how a lot of the stories in the Bible goes down. She had to get to Jesus no matter what. We knew that she was sick. Most likely she was losing so much blood and she was probably limping, then crawling. And I'm pretty sure it was massive crowds. So you can imagine how, and it was probably hot. And I'm pretty sure every step she took was a task. And if anyone has, I mean, she had a really rare blood condition. And some of you, if you ever, like, if you're anemic or if you had, you know, like some issue with blood, you know how tired you can be. You know how draining that type of thing can take on your body. And she just kept walking no matter what. And it was tough, but she kept going. And I know there were stares of people that could have discouraged her. And I'm sure the crowds was caving in on her and it could have slowed her down, but she kept pushing. And I'm just going to stay here. Sometimes you could be in the hardest season of your life and then people are staring. People are saying things like, look at her. And you just keep pushing forward. You just keep going. And then sometimes it could just be overwhelming. Your situation can overwhelm you, but you got to keep pushing forward. You got to keep going to where God is calling you. And I just love this about her. She didn't let anything stop her from getting close to Christ. Because she knew if she was able to get to Jesus, she will be healed. She will be restored. And everything was going to be all right. All she needed was a touch from the Lord. Someone out there, that's all you've been saying. Lord, touch me again. Lord, anoint me again. Lord, refresh me again. Lord, restore me again. Someone is saying that today. And all you need is a touch from the Lord. And she knew once she was able to get that touch from the Lord, everything will be all right. And that just speaks volumes for us on today. The closer we get to God, things would shift in our lives. Things would change in our life. You will see God's hand on your situation. If you just continue to push, don't allow a hard season. Don't allow things that are, you know, trying to bring you down, trying to discourage you. I don't know why I'm staying with discouragement. Maybe discouragement. Someone may be going to discouragement. And sometimes I know how that feels when you're discouraged. It's hard to move forward. But we are declaring and decreeing that discouragement is not going to keep you stagnant. Discouragement is not going to keep you stuck. You are moving forward in the things of God in the mighty name of Jesus. You are pushing through. You are walking over every hurdle that the enemy has placed in your way. You are pushing through every door that the enemy has tried to close. You are getting to where the Lord is calling you to be. The closer we get to God, and I just really feel this the whole year, I just feel like God is just saying deeper relationship with Christ, going deeper in prayer, going deeper in the word of God, just going deeper knowing God. Like, yes, God is calling us to do many things in this world, but we got to put Christ back into his place, in the rightful place of our lives. Let me say that one more time. We must put Christ in the rightful place of our lives. And, you know, put away the distractions, put away the things that are bringing us further and further away from the Lord. But I don't know about you. I just want to get closer to God. I just want to be, you know God like never before. Grow in him, be more like him. And I just pray that this word bless someone. And I pray that it brought revelation, clarification to someone, or just encouragement on today. And just be encouraged. I'm just going to keep saying that. Be encouraged. God is working out all things are working together for your good. God is strengthening your faith right now. God is uplifting you. God is restoring. Some of you have lost some things. God is restoring all the things back to you in Jesus' name. We are going to pray. Let Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for this being a day we have never seen before. You are a God that loves us. You are a God that never leave us nor forsake us, God. You are a God that is so good to us. And we just want to give you honor. We just want to give you praise, oh God. Touch this broadcast. Cover it with your glory, oh God. We ask that you would protect and cover the singles, oh God. You know their name by name and one by one. Protect and cover every listener, oh God, that is listening on today. You know their prayers. You know their concerns, oh God. Work it out for them in the mighty name of Jesus. Reassure them that you are with them, oh God. We know that all things are working together for their good, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the closeness that we are going to experience in this season, oh God, being closer to you, oh God. I'm digging deeper in your word, oh God, digging deeper in prayer, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the time that we're going to be spending with you, knowing you like never before. We thank you for the breakthroughs that will be taking place in this month of September. We thank you for the blessings, oh God. We thank you for the miracles that will take place, oh God. Let your glory be revealed in this month, oh God. We praise you in advance for all that you are going to do, oh God. We ask that you cover this month, oh God, with your will, oh God. Let your will be done in this month, oh God. Things that you want to happen, let it happen, oh God. There are singles that are looking for employment, oh God. Open a door for them, oh God. They need a financial breakthrough, oh God. Lord, give them a financial breakthrough in the mighty name of Jesus. And we ask that we just continue to grow and be more like you. We want to be clean vessels, oh God. We want to walk like you, oh God. We want to talk like you, oh God. We want to be more like you, oh God. So Lord, we are available. We are just available to you, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. We are available to all that you are doing in this season, oh God. And we just want to give you all the honor and all the glory. And we give you all the honor and glory. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.